Today's Amud for Chazara is Yivamas Ayinam and Aleph. We're holding on Samach Tassim Abiz, 13 lines from the bottom, Idmar. So it says the Gemara, Idmar Habal Rusasa Bebeis Chamav. Ara says that he was together with Harusa. They admit it. They were together before they actually had done Nisuin. Rav Amar Avlad Mamzer. Rav says that, look, we see that she did Nisr with her Arus. So, Mustama, she did Nisr with other men as well. And therefore, we assume that the child's a Mamzer. Ushmul Amar Avlad Shtuki. He says, no, we don't take it that far. Just the child is a Suffolk Mamzer. The child is a Shtuki. Amar Rav, Mistabra, mostly the Rav. It's Mistabra. When Rav said that the child's a Mamzer, when he said such a, seems very extreme, he only said it in a case, the Daimu Ma'alma, where there are rumors going around anyways that she was with other men. Avloi Daimu Ma'alma, Basra Didesha Dinale. But there's no rumors that she was with other people, so then we assume that the father is the arist. Now, I'm a rabbi, I mean, I mean a lot. How do I know to say that? That if there are no rumors that she was with someone else, and even Rav would agree that the child is not a mamzer, that the child belongs to the aras, is the katani, because our Mishnah says, yo, the teichal, if you have this bas Yisrael, and that a kayin was, let's say, mefater, and she gives birth to a child, so she's allowed to eat truma. So what do you see from there? Well, first of all, you see that we assume that the child, that the father is the kayin. Now, hechidami, what's the case? If there are rumors that she was with other men as well, yolda my teichal, so why would we allow her to eat truma? We only know that she was with this kohen, it was mefat to her, or manasar, but we don't know that she was with other people. There are no rumors that she was with other people. Now there's no really reason to differentiate. If she was with the kohen, so maybe she was with other men as well. It's not like there's any reason to assume one over the other. They're just as us. She's just as us to the kohen as she is to anyone else. And basa di day shadina, and you see that we still assume that the father is the kohen. So hacha, the high surah, high atera, over here in our case, where the arusa is asr to all other men, she's isr kares, and to the aras, it's asr midar banan, but midar raisa, she's hater. So therefore, lo kol shekin, all the more so, we should assume that that the only one she was with is the aras, and the father is the aras, and not the mamzer, the child's not the mamzer. Amalei Abayit, which Abayit says back, what are you talking about? It could be even if there's no rumors, Rav says that the child is a mamzer. Now why would Rav say such a thing? Why would we assume that the child's a mamzer if there's no rumors that she was with other people? Because why should we differentiate? Just like she was mafka herself to be with her aris, which maybe it's only Nisad or Rabbanan, so maybe she was mafka herself to be with other men as well. Umas Nisan, and with regards to our Mishnah, with the Kayin, who's Ma'anis or Mefata, the Bas Yisrael, the Israelis, Shayushneim Chavushim Bebeis Asurin, over there it's talking about where there are no rumors, but that wasn't the only reason why we assume that the father is the Kayin. It's because they were locked up in the jail cell together. He was the only man she was exposed to. That's why we say that the father is for sure the Kayin and she could eat Truma. But it could be if she wasn't in a jail cell, if she was exposed to other people, even if we don't know, and there's no rumors that she was with other people, it could be the Nein Echanami. We would not allow her to eat Truma. You could Amri, some have a different version. In the second version, everybody holds that if we know that the Aris was together with the Arusa, so then everybody would agree that we don't have to suspect that she was with other people, and the child will not be a mamzer. This is the way the Machlekes was said. Arusa she'ibra. Let's say you have an arusa that's just discovered to be pregnant. We don't know at all that she was even together with the arus. So Rav Amar Avlad Mamzer. Rav says that in such a case, we have to assume that the child is a mamzer. Shmuel Amar Avlad Shtuki. And on that, Amar Rav, Rav said that Mistavra Milsay the Rav, the way Daima Mineu Daima Ma'alma. The Rav only said this in a case where we don't know that she was with the arus, and there are rumors that she was with other people. So then the child is a mamzer. Avodaima minei. But if we know for sure that she was with the aras, if they're saying that they were together, so then afal gav the daima ma'alma basri di desha dinan leis. And even if there are also rumors that she was with other people, it doesn't matter. There's rumors, but we know that she was with the aras, so then we assume that the father is the aras. And I'm a rav min aminala. How do I know to say that? The katani, because our Mishnah says that yol the teichal. In this case, where the kain was mef'anis or mefata, the Israelis, so if she gives birth to a child, she's allowed to eat truma. Now, hechidami, what's the case? In this version, it's slightly different. That ilim with the daima minei, if we know that they were together, v'loy daima me'alma, I mean, there's no rumors that she was ever with another man, so then tzrichel me'mar, the teichel, is that even a chiddush that she could eat truma? Elalav, the daima nami me'alma, it must be there's also rumors that she was with other people. U'ma'hasam de'la'ha'yisura, la'ha'yisura, ba'asay didesha dinan le'. And over there, what do you see? That even though there's no real good reason to differentiate between the kain and other men, you see that we assume that the father is the Kayin, because we know that they were together. So Hacha, in this case, by the Aris and the Arusa, the Lahai Yisura, Lahai Atera, Lekol Shekein, where if we know that they were together, and she's mutter to him, Midaraisa, and she's also Midaraisa to everyone else, so for sure we should assume that the father is the Aris. To which Amar Le'abai, Abai says back, no, Lailam Imlach Kecha Dedaimam Alma, that Kol Hecha Dedaimam Alma, Afagav Dedaimam Mine, Amar Rav Avam Amzer. It could be any time there's rumors that she was with other men, even if we know that she was with the Aris, Rav would say that the child's a Mamzer. Umas Nisan, Bidalai Daima Klal. And our mission is to talk about a case where there's no rumors, and there's still a Chiddush. Rashi explains, perhaps, that we assume that she became pregnant, Dafka from that Bia, but the Mishnah's not talking about a case where there's rumors from other people. If there are rumors, then it could be in a Hanami, then we would not say that she could eat Truma, we would not say for sure, with certainty, that the father is the Kain. Ha'evid Paisal Misham Bia, and then the Mishnah also said that Ve'enoi Paisal Misham Zera. The Evid is not considered a person's grandchild with regards to mixed marriages, that she's considered to have an offspring from her husband. Now, my taima, what's the reason? The pasuk says that an eved is the siachis after his mother, the shivcha, and not after the father who is a Jew. So you see, an eved goes after the shivcha. It's not considered a person's child or wedding grandchild. Mamzer paisul umaychum. As opposed to a mamzer is considered a person's grandchild, and therefore he could be paisul in the case of a Bas Yisrael, who was married to Yisrael, and has a Bas Kayin, who was married to Yisrael, and has a grandchild who's a Mamzer, the Mamzer of the Pasler, and a Meichel, in the case of a Yisraelis, who was married to a Kayin, and the Kayin died, but she has a grandchild that's a Mamzer, so the Mamzer will be Meichel her. So Tanur Rabbanan, what's the Makar? We learned in the Braisa, Navizera Einla, only if the Pasuk's describing a Bas Kayin who marries a Yisrael, so she has to stop eating truma, but if the marriage is terminated and she doesn't have any children, so then she's v'shavel beis avia and she could eat truma. So the pasuk says v'zera einla einli ela zara zera zara minayin. How do I know even a grandchild will pass her tamalaymer v'zera einla with extra yod mikol malkim any type of offspring, even a grandchild einli ela zara kasher zera pasul minayin. How do I know even a mamzer tamalaymer v'zera einla ayin ola to be ma'ayin, see if she has any sort of child, even a mamzer. Now, ask the Gemara, Afikti Lazara Zara, how could you darshan a second thing from the extra yod? You already used it for grandchildren. Says the Gemara, no, grandchildren, you don't really need a drasha, Zara Zara lo Yitzchukra, because it's Pasha b'nei banim arim kebanim. Obviously, it's a svara that grandchildren are like children. Ki Yitzchukra, Lazara Apostle, the Pasuk is really just for Zara Apostle, that even a grandchild is a mamzer, it will be Paisel and Michael. Now, the Mishnah, when it described how you have a child, a grandchild is a mamzer, spoke about a case of a couple who have a daughter that was together with a guy or an eved, and the resulting grandchild, the resulting child is a mamzer, meaning a Jewish woman who's over on a lav and has a child with an eved or a guy, the child is a mamzer. So really, a mamzer could be born from chayvei lavin. Amar le Rishal Keshav Yechidon, Kaman Kerbi Kiva, Damar Yesh Mamzer Mechayvei Lavin. The Mishnah is going like Kerbi Kiva, to which he said back that no, Afilu Tamer Rabbanan, and it could even go on like the Rabbanan who say that the mamzer is only from chayvei krisis, but ba'avi kacham ve'avin ma'idu. There's an exception. A guy in an eved is an exception. The Kiyas Rav Dimi, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Rav Dimi, Mishum Rabbeinu. He said in the name of Rabbi Yehuda Nasi that ba'avi kacham ve'avin abo Bas Yisrael. Havlan Mamzer, that's an exception to the rule, and even though it's only Chayvei Lavin, the child from such a relationship is a Mamzer. The mission ended off that sometimes you could have Bas Kayin, who has a grandchild, that's a Kayin Gadol, and that grandchild is actually passeling her for being able to eat Truma, because she was married to a Yisrael, and the Kayin Gadol was born from the daughter that they had together, and so even though he's a Kayin Gadol, he's Zerazara of a Yisrael, and that's going to actually passel his grandmother, who's a Bas Kayin, from eating Truma. So it comes out a Mamzer could sometimes be Michael's grandmother Truma, and a Kayin Gadol could sometimes passel his grandmother from eating Truma. On that note, Tanur Rabbanan, we learned in the Braisa, that you could have these women who have these situations come together in Arini Kaparas Ben Biti Kuza Shemechileni Truma, and you could hear the grandmother of the Mamzer saying that, wow, I should be a Kapara for my grandson, who's a Kuza, who's like a small cup, who's a Mamzer, because the Maisa is being Michael Mitruma, Ve'ini Kaparas Ben Biti Kada Shepaisani Mechuma, and I don't want to be a Kapara for my grandson, who's a pitcher, who's a barrel, very big, he's a Kain Gadol, because the Maisa, he's passing me from eating Truma, Hajun Allah Amana. Zakta Mishnah, Ha'aro, V'chol HaTamei, Yem Lo'echa B'Truma. If you have a Kain who's an Aro, his brother's died from Mila, Mamela, he never got a bris Mila, so he's an Aro, and also a Kain who's Tamei, so he's not allowed to eat Truma. However, Nishayin, Vavdei, Yem Lo'echa B'Truma, if they have Kinin Kaspai, their wives, their Avadim, they are allowed to eat Truma. Ptuadaka Krishavcha, Hain Vavdeon Yachlu. Kain, who's a Ptuadaka, or Krishavcha, even though he's not allowed to marry into Kal Hashem, Lamaisa, he's a Kain, and therefore him, and if he buys an Eved, the Eved could eat Truma. However, Vinishayan Lo Yachlu, the wife of a Ptuadaka or Krishavcha could not eat Truma because he's apostle to her. And the second, the moment they're together, so now Kula Apostle Apostle. Anyone who's apostle to her, passels her, and Mamela, he will passel her from being able to eat Truma. However, if they were already married and they were never together, he was lo yada, they didn't have bia from when he got the injury and became betuadak and krashavcha, so then the wife was never nivula lapasala, v'meila, she's kasher, she still remains kasher, and she could eat truma. What's a ptuadaka? Kol shenivtu ha-beitzim shalai. If his beitzim are crushed, v'filu achas v'han, even just one. Krashavcha is kol shenichras agid. If the gid is severed, v'im nishtayr ma'atara, afilu kuchud asara kosher. However, if from the atara, from the tip of the gid, is there's a little bit remaining, even just kuchud asara, so then the person is not considered a krishavcha. Zakti gemar tani, we learned in the bright summer, belazar, minayin la'arol shein aichel betruma. What's the makar that a kain that's an aro is not allowed to eat truma? What shaychus arelus to truma? Says the Gemara. We learn now as gzeir shavu from Karim Pesach. Nemar taisha v'shachiv v'sachir bePesach. Nemar taisha v'sachir b'truma. Ma taisha v'sachir amim bePesach aro aser bay. Af taisha v'sachir amim b'truma aro aser bay. Just like by Karim Pesach, aro is not allowed to eat from Karim Pesach. So too by truma, an aro is not allowed to eat truma. We darshan that from the fact that it says taisha v'sachir both by Karim Pesach and by truma. Rabbi Kiva Aimer. Rabbi Kiva argues on this drasha, and he says, "Ein tzarech, you don't need to learn out a gzeira shava from Karban Pesach. Harehu Aimer, it says in the parish of Truma itself, ish ish l'rabbi saro, it says if a man who's tame, he's not allowed to eat Truma, we dash it from there, ish ish, the extra word ish is the rabbi saro, and an aro is like a tame, just like a tame cannot eat Truma, so to an aro is not allowed to eat Truma."